Okay, hello, Candace.
Hi.
I'm here this evening with Candace Maleska. She's the OMCA Marketing and Communication Coordinator here in Asheville with the Asheville North YMCA. I would like to ask her some questions for my ENT 645 at Western North Carolina University. Miss Maleska, can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Let's see. I'm originally from Newfoundland, Canada, and I came down to the States when I was 12, so I've been here for quite a while. I have two kids, and we live in West Asheville. I actually got my undergrad degree at Western Carolina, and then I got an additional degree from AB Tech afterwards. That's
interesting. Like I say, I'm working on this for a class at Western Carolina University as well. How did you end up working at the YMCA? Can you?
So I ended up working at the YMCA because I had another professional job after I graduated from AB Tech with my my other degree, that it was not the greatest fit for me and my personality. And so I chose to start looking for, basically reaching out to my network of people that I knew in the Asheville area. And I happened to know the marketing and communications director at the YMCA of Western North Carolina. And it just so happened that they had a position available within the marketing department at the time that I was looking. So I reached out to her and she got me in for an interview, and that's how I got into the Y. Plus, I also wanted to work for a nonprofit. I felt like it would be a good fit for me, for, I guess, my morals and personality and goals.
Very good, very interesting. From the start, did you face any challenge?
So, yes. In the beginning, it was just a really heavy learning curve, I guess. Our department has so many projects moving through it. Some are on very tight deadlines, and others we know about because they are reoccurring through the year. It just took me a long time to understand all of the different projects that we would be working on, and then also what my duties were with those projects. So that took a while. And then also, soon after I was hired, I believe 3 or 4 months perhaps, we actually had a change. Our director moved on to another job outside of the Y. And so for a while, I was the person, I guess, in the lead position. And I had only been in there for 3 or 4 months, so that was definitely challenging, but certainly a learning experience.
So have a really high and very challenging moment. Like you said, you face challenges, so when you have challenges, problems arise, how do you deal with them? Is there any skills, experience from your previous job that you did apply at the Y when you started?
From the one that I chose to leave, or
in the previous years?
Well, I don't know if there's a skill more in my previous job that I had, I guess, just taught me a lot about myself and what I wanted in a leader, and basically how I could fit and be, be helpful in a company. So I guess what that previous job taught me was to make sure that I'm staying true to myself when I'm looking for positions, and also just, I don't know, it's scary when you're like looking at perhaps being without a job, especially when you're an adult and you have a family and all that, but I think it's better to stay true to yourself because you are a better employee and you're more helpful. And then as far as other challenges that have arisen, I like to put a lot of effort into research before I approach it, if I have the time. So if there's if something happens that that I can, I do have enough time, I'll do as much research as I can before I basically approach it and bring possible solutions.
Research before you approach the situation or the problem.
Yeah. And I've noticed too, when I'm sure as you know, when you're working in close quarters with people on an everyday basis, when you are getting to know people, perhaps you might not get along with somebody, or perhaps you have some kind of conflict. I've realized with myself, I really like to kind of work through the conflict instead of avoid it.
Mm-hmm.
But I will sit before I start working through a person-to-person conflict. I usually write down or think about what I want to say and how I can say it so that it is, so that it gets through to them and it's in a non-combative way, I guess.
I can say that you are prepared for critical conversations when needed.
Yeah.
So let's say someone can be fresh out of school or not, or want to join the Y, or want to go in your work field. What are the advice you think you can give? What are any hints for education skills you might advise someone like that to come?
Within the marketing department. So something that I did, the reason I got my additional degree was at Western. My first degree was in, it was communications digital media. And coincidentally enough, at AB Tech, it was very similar. I think it was called electronic media. But because there was such a big difference in time between the first and the second, it was completely different. So one thing that I would say is try to make yourself well-rounded in so that you can, let's say, for example, we have a graphic designer. I, in my second degree, did a lot of graphic design because I wanted to be able to fill in for that graphic designer if needed. And that has come in handy because we went 3 months without a graphic designer, and so I was able to step in and help out in that area. I also, in my second degree, got some training within working with websites and programming code and things like that. And so when we went without having our web guy, I don't know.
Webmaster.
Yeah, well, I think, what is his name, his technical term? Darn. I just lost it. I don't remember. Anyhow, he's a specialist. He works on our website and our social media. I was able to take care of that too, in that. But luckily, we weren't without that person for very long. But I was able to take care of that too. So if you can find ways to make yourself well-rounded, to where you can kind of help out in certain areas in a small team like ours, is really beneficial.
If I understand correctly, that means the skills somebody might have 5-10 years ago might be outdated to the market of today, today's market.
Yeah, I guess so, yes. Certainly, I wasn't learning how to use Illustrator and InDesign like I did in my last degree. At Western, I don't even know, was it even around then? I feel like maybe it was, but maybe, I don't know. So I graduated in 04, maybe it was. I didn't learn it at that time, so. But that program was more about radio and television, and so it was definitely a kind of a different direction. I just felt like this, the second degree was a good, it would make me more rounded, I guess, well-rounded for the team.
how do you select people during your hiring process that want to join the OI?
So I don't do hiring. That, yeah, unfortunately, so I'm sorry. I know a little bit about the hiring process.
Let me say this differently. If you want to hire somebody, what would be the skills that you'll be looking for?
Well, the main skill that I like to look for is will our team all get along and be able to work together? That's probably the primary skill that I like to look for. As a coordinator and specialists, we do get to take part in the interview process, but we don't actually get to take part in the
decision making.
Yeah. Our director, which is actually our vice president now, she does take our thoughts into consideration though. And I do think that they weigh in on her decision. I'm thankful for that. I know that when you're coming in, you basically fill out the application like anybody else, and then I believe that they have a personality test that they send out, because I had to do one before I was able to be hired. And from that personality test, because all of the other teammates have already taken it, they kind of put it all together to figure out what would be the best match for the team and what our team needs. And so I know that they do weigh that in. So it'll come back basically as like a percentage match to the rest of the team and our needs.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I've been in the process of hiring for a few engineers, but I don't think that we do the personality test.
Yeah. Interesting. I think it's mostly to make sure that everybody will kind of get along and be able to work together.
Can you take me through your day of work?
Let's see. So, do you want kind of the boring version?
The boring?
So I arrive at work, and generally I like to say good morning to people, because I know that some people, not just on our team, but in corporate, it makes them feel valued. So I'll generally try to have some kind of conversation with somebody, and then I'll go into my email. And once I get into my email, usually I'm replying to emails for quite some time. And then I take out my to-do list, and usually I do all of the project management for us. So sometimes I'll go through what we use for our project manager, which is Microsoft Teams and Planner. So I'll go through there, and I will check in and see how tasks are going with the rest of my team. We have what we call the marketing team huddle in the morning time. So that is just me and our two specialists, and that's when we'll really do a lot of checking in or say, hey, I need this from you today in order to complete this task. Tomorrow, for example, we have a rather large project that happens every year and is due in October. And tomorrow we are having the kickoff meeting for that project. So it'll be an hour to 2 hours of brainstorming, and everybody who has a hand in that project kind of just throwing out ideas on how it needs to look, because it's for our annual report, which is basically like a magazine that is produced at the end of our fiscal year, so, and given to our donors so they can see what we have put their donations towards this year. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's very interesting. I'm learning a lot. As a team, or team leader, as a leader in your team, how do you motivate your teammate? How do you reward?
I usually ask them how, I don't know about motivation, but a lot of times I try to make sure that I'm doing things in a way that is most beneficial for them. So when I am setting up their tasks, if they feel like they need certain information, as opposed, like our web specialist might not want his task set up the same way as our graphic design specialist. And so I've asked them actually how they like it. And so I'll go in there and I'll make sure things are set up how they like it. And we also take them out to eat sometimes, or we'll do kind of like little things, or perhaps if it's their birthday or a special event, then we'll bring them in a card or just little things like that, really. But I honestly, I try to just make them feel valued as a human being, just because I care for the people that are on my team outside of work. I mean, they're good people, so I listen to them.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I think I learned a lot, and I would take a lot from what you just say, care for them at work and outside of work. That's very important. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you
for your
so
time.
Thank you.